You know, as they get older, it gets tougher and tougher for the pose. So you may
I couldn't this morning, so this was a good example. Usually I would try and get them together on the first day of school, but because my daughter was heading into sixth grade, I couldn't. My little one was sleeping still, so we didn't get a picture together. She barely posed for me for a photo. So getting the photos gets trickier and trickier when the kids get older.
Is it crazy around your house in the morning? Because you have two girls, are they? They're still young, so they're not really into that whole fighting over the bathroom and getting their hair done, or are they?
They were very good last night. They prepared. We don't normally make our. There are people that make their lunches the night before, which is great. My kids don't like to do that, but I think they were very anxious. So last night we did make non-perishable, we made peanut butter and jelly, and they packed their bags. So they did it themselves. They tried to make their lunches themselves. They packed their bags. Everything was in the backpack, ready to go. All they really needed to do was get up this morning and get dressed. It went pretty, it was a little chaotic, but.
Does it work with you laying out the clothes the night before?
It does, and. Now that they're older, when they were younger, they would still lay out the clothes. And I know parents, I'm like, how do I get over this? That they would lay out the clothes and then they'd say in the morning, hey, I'm not going to wear that. And then they'd go through and pick out different outfits. And I'm like, we can't do that anymore. That just adds another 20 minutes. And it really does. So there, I had to put some consequences on. If you don't wear that outfit, you're going to be punished. I mean, it was silly. Over the years, we would do that. We would lay out an outfit, and they would change their mind. They're like, no changing minds.
There's no changing minds in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. So now we're down to a couple outfits, and you can pick between that are already laid out and ready to go. Because it does. It just, and when you are up against a clock, and you have to be at a bus stop at a particular time, adding a sock here and there, adding a headband here and there, especially when you have girls, adding a different shoe can add, 10 to 20 minutes to your routine in the morning.
How are you girls with shoes? Because I remember hearing this. Where's my other shoe? Well, the last time I wore it, I don't know where your other shoe is.
We don't really have that. They basically have their new sneakers that they got for gym.
Yeah.
They have their fashion sneakers, which are the Converse.
Very nice.
We call the fashion-y sneakers, which they wear. And then they may have one or two pairs of flat shoes that they'll wear.
Oh, so they don't have a tendency to lose them.
No. So no losing shoes. We all keep our shoes in the mudroom in one location,
excellent,
away from the dog, in a door that's closed.
See, I mean, even adults, I have to hang up my keys when I come in on a certain hook in a certain spot, or I'd be that guy running around going, see my keys? Where are my keys?
Yeah, it's the same thing, I guess, with us, parents getting ready, having everything ready to go. It depends on how early you have to get up. I know for certain meetings, I have to be up extremely early,
right.
So I have everything laid out the night before. So there is some, to having a routine for doing that. But getting breakfast in them this morning was very difficult.
Ooh.
Sixth graders seemed a little bit nervous. There was a breakfast at the middle school where they actually served us bagels and juice.
Kinda cool.
And
nice.
She wouldn't even eat any of that. And hardly any of the kids ate. So I think there was a lot of nerves going on.
You think they worked up a little bit?
Yeah. Mm. So it was nice they had that. They had that welcome breakfast.
I wanted to ask you about this, and I'm sure that a lot of young moms or moms of little ones, and we're all in the age of in order to support ourselves and make ends meet, both the husband and wife in the relationship are working. Let's say that you have an early morning business meeting and you got to get yourself up and ready at the same time as the girls are, will you the night before say, mommy's got a big important meeting in the morning, I need you guys to help me out and do this? Do you do that, or does it work?
It does. I mean, I feel that when I get up and I'm out the door before they get they're awake, it works a little bit more smoothly because I'm not there. It's the mornings that I'm still here trying to get ready, they see me here that gets a little bit tricky.
Uh-huh.
But it's all about, whether you have to. I know folks that have to have a nanny come in the morning because parents do need to be off, off for a meeting or off to work. So maybe the nanny will take over, or babysitter, or one of the other parents takes over. So, my husband does sort of take over the responsibilities. But as much as you can get done the night before, I feel is a huge help.
That's interesting that you bring that up, and I know that your husband is a big help, but those families, whether they're a single parent family, maybe, or you know, they're both working. Is that kind of become a phase where someone comes in that, you know, the kids are in school and they will come in and watch them for maybe an hour and then maybe an hour at the end of the day?
It's true. I do know families that do that. You know, our school system also offers what they call early morning gym time.
Oh.
So there is that. I mean, there are, depending what town you live in, there could be different options. There, it's more, you know, we have what's called, I think it's called Kids Club, where kids can go there or go to a place prior to school for early morning, like an hour or two.
Oh, so that's
earlier. And then they do, a couple of the schools offer the early morning gym where the kids get to run around and maybe get some energy out. So there are different options. And I mean, if you live in a close-knit community, there are neighbor options where, you know, maybe you can go to a neighbor's. I know that has helped us tremendously if my husband's traveling and I have to be somewhere.
Yeah.
So I guess it all depends on your network of community.
Hey, before I let you go, how's Killer the dog doing?
Can you hear him now?
Yeah, what's up with him?
I think somebody just dropped off a package.
That's
the trickiness of working from home and having a dog who's an earshot of your office.
You know what we have to do? And it's got to be coming up on almost a year now, right?
Yes. Yeah, oh, my goodness, you're right.
We have to do the year in the life of Anne Marie Selden, Trendy Mommy, and her dog, which now, by the way, and I warned her about this, is not the kid's dog anymore. It is your dog.
Yes.
It is yours.
There's a whole other set of problems that come with that. We can talk about that next week.
All right, let's do that. Anne-Marie, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And
If you want to find out more, hop on over to your website, which is trendymommies.com. You're always talking about great stuff, new products, all kinds of cool stuff over there. I like it.
Thank you.
All right. Anne-Marie Selden on 980 WCAP, our Trendy Mommy. I'll tell you what, Pants, why don't we take a quick break?
Sounds good to me.
And then when we come back, we're going to do a radio replay of a great interview. This is a lot of fun with a lot of good music in it. Melvin Taylor was scheduled to play over at the Backyard Barbecue a couple weeks ago. Transmitter Blue or some kind of electric...